Moving on to excerpts about Between the Straits. Let's start with Adam 22.
It's not a flaw if we read it again.
Excerpt number 22, Baal HaSulam, Sage's Fruit. This I heard from my teacher. When the temple was ruined, immediately did Rabbi Akiva tell his students, "The temple is ruined," as though this was nothing of consequence. Let us resume our studies. And I think the interpretation of these holy words is apparent, as this divine man, Rabbi Akiva, was always teaching his students that blessed are you, Israel, for before whom it is that you are purified, and so on. But they did not apply these teachings as they should have, and so they perished during the days of the counting, until Rabbi Akiva came to our rabbis in the south to teach them. And then they heard it themselves, meaning they saw with their own eyes for whom it is that they are purifying themselves and who is purifying them. This explains why, when the temple was ruined, he told them as if it was of no consequence, and go out and learn for whom you purify and who purifies you, as these things require much perusal, and thus there is nothing for you now other than to clarify your mind for this study.
That by the study, we again, and the work around it, we draw the light that reforms, we organize ourselves, and in this way fill our vessels back again with the light of Dvikut called Bet HaMikdash. Clear? Questions? So what is it called, Bet HaMikdash, the temple? Please. Workshop.
Fight with the Creator.
Rav, so what does it mean that the temple was demolished? Come on. Love of friends. Rav, so what should we be sorry about today? What should we be in mourning about today? On the temple? What should we be sorry about?
And we can reach it now. Excerpt number 23 from Sfat Emet, the language of truth, Bereshit, Noach. Indeed, the power of Achtut is very great to awaken the force of root from above. But it should be for the sake of heaven. And that is only in the children of Israel. For the generation of separation, they have all gathered and they couldn't do it. Only the children of Israel have the part of the Creator. They were given the force of Achdut, unity. And in the children of Israel, it existed later on in the building of the temple, because the temple wasn't made of woods and bricks only. Rather, by the connection of the children of Israel, and every man of Israel has some part, as written, he is building above his merits and congregation in the land, and it is written, the built Jerusalem is as a city connected together, a city that does all of Israel into friends. And a building was made below by the souls of the children of Israel and by the building of the temple. They rose to be in addition with the souls of the children of Israel in the upper world, as written, there they rose. And this is as the article, children of the city whose head is in the tower, is in heaven.
So what's the difference between the Tower of Babylon and the temple in Jerusalem? Question? What's the difference between the Tower of Babylon and Beit HaMikdash? It was built.
Exit number 24 from Shem Mishmuel Vayakel. When Israel's unity is restored, Satan will have no place in which to install error and external forces within them. For when they are as one man with one heart, they are as a fortified wall against the forces of evil. Again, when Israel's unity is restored, Satan will have no place in which to install error and external forces within them. For when they are as one man with one heart, they are as a fortified wall against the forces of evil.
So what's that wall around the temple? What was it built from? The wall around the temple.
That will come to reveal the Creator.
Rav, what work is there between us to be as those who are guarding the walls and the work in the temple within the walls? In the temple itself, what's the difference in those two types of work? It's written. Do we have the sentence? Where is it?
Except number 24, please put it on the screen.
You see? When Israel's unity is restored, Satan will have no place in which to install error and external forces within them. For when they are as one man with one heart, they will be fortified wall against all the forces of evil. Meaning the wall is built also from the hearts, but towards disturbances from the outside. And the temple is already built as sanctity in order to bestow between them in that inner work. And there are more and more inside, but all inward. That's the difference in the work, in the guards of the wall and between the workers of the temple. Keep going.
Except 25, from the words of the Maharal, it is worthy that the temple will be the wholeness of the whole world and not just for Israel. Therefore, the Torah said to receive sacrifices from the Gentiles, and if the nations would resist the temple, it couldn't stand not even for an hour when the nations govern, for they would ruin it. And thus, although the nations resist Israel, the temple was not ruined, since there is a Bechina in the temple, which is the wholeness of the whole world, even for the nations, and therefore it was not destroyed by the nations, but only by unfounded hatred and dispute which Israel had.
Nice, right? It means that. What does it mean? That the nations of the world can also reach the temple and participate in what's going on there. And in that case, they're more sacred, they're closer to the Creator than Israel. That, as he writes, if they're in unfounded hatred and division, in argument. So who's closer to the Creator? Those nations who, even though they hate, they also want to be inside. But Israel, which are in arguments and unfounded hatred, they're further away from the Creator. How is it within each and every one of us in our inner work? Please. What is Israel and the nations in us, and how should we organize them that they will all belong to the work of the Creator? Please.
Part of the lesson,
Rav, how can we, by our inner order, right, that we're divided there also to the nations, to Israel, and all kinds of other parts, we determine the order in all of humanity. How, in that inner division we have, determine the division in all of humanity. As we learn from the introduction to the Book of Zohar. Right? Please.